You think at this point I'd know, but I'm always afraid I'm going to hit the wrong thing. I'm like, did I miss
it? I know, right? All right, it is 6 o'clock. We will go ahead and get started. I'd like to call the meeting, the February regular meeting, to order. Welcome, everybody that's joined us online and here. We'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance. Pledge of Allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Did everybody have a chance to read the previous month's minutes?
Yes.
And if nobody has any additions or corrections, can I get a motion to adopt them as they were mailed out?
I have a motion we approved last month's minutes.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Motion passes. Okay, next we have discussion on Old Denton Road Project. Bob, you're
up. Old Denton Road plans, bid documents, specifications have all been reviewed and approved. The town can, and I would recommend that we go ahead and advertise for the construction. And we don't have to start it. We have the ability to actually have the start date, but I think it's important to get it out to bid and verify that our cost estimates are, in fact, somewhat in line. If for any reason the bids came back substantially higher, then we want to have time to address this with the state and make sure that we've got sufficient funds. But I think that, you know, the town's not going to be committed to anything going through the bidding process, because you still have the opportunity to review and approve or disapprove any bids that are received. So I would recommend that we work to get that advertised for now.
All right, that sounds good. Next, you're up on the docket for the pump station grant project also.
Yeah, I'm going to be pretty quick with you today. We talked with Steve and Larry, and Steve's concern over the conditions of pumping stations 1 and 2 are well-founded. The stations are old, they're in disrepair, and they're facing the need for significant repairs and ideally replacement. So the state revolving fund program is available to us now. We had to get our applications in before. Liz Conway wants to get on the call too, only so she can listen in because she's been handling the grants. Is that something you can grant her access?
They're just got on, it looks like.
Okay. All right. So.
Hi, everyone. Thank you.
So, Liz, we're just talking about the pumping station grant. So, in talking with Steve and looking at it, our plan is to keep the pumping station structures and wet well, but completely gut them and replace them with state-of-the-art submersibles and instrumentation. It would also include addition of SCADA system for communications at the treatment plant. That's also compatible and consistent with what we're doing with the grant request for water meters and SCADA upgrades for the water system. The idea is that it all will come to a central control panel at the treatment plant. The pumping stations, pumping station at Marina Park is a substantial station, higher capacity, and the one by the river is smaller. We've estimated a total construction cost for full replacement. Excuse me. Again, wet wells of $1,000,004. It's going to be all prepared with it right here in front of me.
$1.46
for the actual proposed construction cost. All the other costs, planning, design, CM, contingency, and administrative are fairly consistent, are consistent with the percentage cost estimates. Our objective is to make sure that we have sufficient funds through the grant to do this. Don't always have to spend it all, but at this point in time, all the numbers are supportable. And I believe the application was submitted, wasn't it, Liz?
Yes, submitted the 29th Friday, yes.
So the grant request is in. We'll see how we fare. I'm not, yeah, typically the state revolving fund monies for water quality are generally ranked the highest where there's nutrient removals and improved environmental improvements as opposed to just operational improvements for the town. But this is an important project, and failed pumping stations are, you know, present certainly a threat, especially with their proximity to the river. We've been fortunate not to have any major spills from them at this time, although I think, according to Steve, there was one contained spill some time ago. But hopefully we'll get ranked high enough that we can get these stations upgraded.
So is the control panel up at the wastewater treatment plant sufficient for the other upgrades or the pumping stations, or will we also need to do stuff for that control panel up there?
This, the way we presented it is that that'll all get upgraded together. I believe that there is, let's see, I think that the control panel can receive the SCADA. I don't know if Steve's there or not. But we have money in there to make all the SCADA compatible. I would have to go back and double check to see if we have to make any improvements to the treatment plant panel. But between the water proposal and the pumping stations, we would have that all compatibly connected.
Okay. Thank you.
What Steve told me, currently the reporting that's coming from the pumping stations right now is not compatible with the overall SCADA system, and he's just giving some bar graph reports.
Right. All we're getting right now is from the pump stations is the alarms, and that's just over a phone line. The bar graph stuff that we get actually is coming from the flow meters that are actually at the plant. So we don't get anything from the pump stations, but we did upgrade our software at the plant with for the SCADA. So all that new software will accept the new equipment once it's put in from those pump stations. Sorry to chime in.
I wanted you to chime in. I was afraid I didn't remember that correctly, but I'm glad I did. So that's good.
Good. Thank you. Do you guys have any questions about that?
I've got one question in reference to the water line. Are we going to put any more hydrants in between from where they're at now? Because you've got one at the town and county line and then one at the very dead end and nothing in between.
I think we added a hydrant. Down has a plan here in front of me. It's been quite a while since we did this the first time. But I feel certain we added a hydrant.
Okay.
Anybody else? All right. Thank you, Bob.
Okay. Need anything else from me? Otherwise, I'll go get my pizza.
No, I think that was all you had on the docket.
Okay. That was it. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Good night.
Night.
Give Mary and Lindsay just a quickie, and then I'll get off too. It's Liz. Thank you so much for turning those application signatures around so quickly. That was great.
Sure. Thank you for getting those in. We appreciate it.
All good. We'll see. We should have some answers back around May, I think, is when they make the decisions on the priority funding. So we'll keep you posted.
Great. Thank you.
Rock faith, Liz.
Okay, next we have an update for the year-to-date financials. Larry?
Madam Mayor, members of the council, you got the year-to-date for the year that ended, half year that ended on the 31st of December. I also attached those with the staff report this morning, along with the audit report for the fiscal year that ended June 30th of 2020. The auditor will be in here, I think, a month from today.
March 1st
meeting to actually present everything, but since we have it, it was good to do a general review. Don't want to belabor the opening of this because this was also addressed at the quarterly review in November. But going into this fiscal year budget preparation, which there were a number of unknowns, not the least of which was going to be the state share revenue on the highway user fees. There had been some speculation about what that was like, and then we actually did get a firm number in May from the comptroller's office, which is what the budgeted number is. And I'll just cut to the chase on that one. You can see that one is through half the year. We've received one-third of what we're anticipating. So we'll just monitor that and see if the revenues continue to come in. The other two lines that have been constant, there were uncertainties at the beginning of the year, in large part because of slow pay rather than no pay, given the economic condition of the country and the area, for the real estate taxes and the income tax. And through half the year, I understand, especially on the real estate tax, but the lion's share was already due. They're in the low to mid-80s as far as what we've recouped. So that's not necessarily terrible. Neither is it all that great. My understanding is we'll continue to get real estate taxes in and out through May.
Bless you.
So expect that to be a little bit higher. I'm not mistaken, I don't have it in front of me. I think our collection on the audit report for fiscal year just ended was 92% and some. So 95 is always better. So we're in the 92, 93 range. We're a little bit of risk there as far as the balancing of the general fund budget anyway. A few other things, revenue lines of note, including that one revenue line from miscellaneous that shows 1,637% recouped. We think that's where all the CARES Act reimbursements are being booked right now. Those will be broken out soon. This way, we'll have an accurate count of what the CARES Act reimbursements have been, because that's pretty much all done for us as of the middle of December. So we'll correct that line on miscellaneous to break it out. The never-ending discussion of solid waste and trash collection. Our solid waste collection revenue numbers are slightly above half at 54%. So that's otherwise good. And the expenditures are slightly below 50%. Now, that's anticipating right now if the numbers hold up. And that also includes the trash truck repairs and operation and maintenance costs, which have been adjusted a little bit down from the discussion that the treasurer and I have had. Because I think we had a landfill fee that was assigned to truck maintenance and operations instead of landfill. So that's good.
Two
of them. Okay, so they've been broken out with the appropriate line. But as we stand right now, and keep it in mind, it's the half year, it's not final whistle. solid waste collection and disposal revenues over expenditure right now are about $15,500. So that's not running a bad year as far as trash collection is concerned. And that, again, includes the totality of the solid waste and disposal, including the relatively small numbers for extra collection and scrap metal. A couple of other lines that you'll notice that are very low, in large part because the letters went out in early January, so we didn't have a chance to book much before the end of this, before the middle of the fiscal year. We're on the rental inspection and fee license permit fees and building inspections, so expect those numbers to go up. Every day we get more checks from rental license people, and that revenue pretty good at this point. We'll know more, obviously, when the third quarter ends at the end of March. The utility fund is middle of page four as far as revenues are concerned, and the revenues aren't bad through half the year. Keep in mind also that this is not a full collection of the bill that went out, because that dragged on for many people into the early part of January. We didn't do cutoffs until, I believe it was the second week in January. Seven, thank you. So as a result, we had a fair number of people who waited for the last minute. So just keep that in mind. That number is actually higher as we speak right now. And we'll keep that monitored as well. The downside of that is on the water and sewer expenditure side, we do have a sequence of large payments by way of loan debt payment. If I'm not mistaken, one today, correct?
It was due today, but I did it first week.
Okay. All right, so there we go. So expect that balance to start going out a little bit more. When you see big expenditure over on the water and sewer side, that's going to be that debt payment that we make periodically during the year, but that's now not between July 1 and December 31st. So while the overall balance between the revenues and expenditures on the water and sewer side is positive, we'll keep an eye on that, because you never know. The sewer fund especially has been known for one deficit. So, yeah, that's page two of the staff report. Substantial utility debt service payments are due in the third quarter, which will raise the percentage of expenditure. So we're already into that. We've got several lines that are placeholders. State Retirement Administration, you'll see that number is large, and those are going to be broken out over the other departments. That hasn't been done yet. It will be. And then the same thing with building insurance and liability. That all gets booked under one line. But ultimately, the other departments have that prorated for them. So that's where we are. Anytime you get 15 pages of line item expenditures and revenues, there's always a lot to pique your interest. So I'm happy to entertain any questions on anything in particular or on a bigger picture.
Did you end up breaking out or finding the difference between the accident with the trash truck and regular like maintenance that we're having?
The
accident.
It did not include any accident repairs.
It didn't include. So no. Where did they come out of?
I'm not sure if we put the bill. I think insurance covered most of it.
Oh, okay.
We just had to pay the $250 deductible. I'm going to be honest. I'm not sure where.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
We're pretty confident right now that the line for truck operation and trash truck operation and maintenance is actual operation and maintenance at this point. So other things that have gotten credited to that account have been taken care of. Credited to that line item.
All right, thank you. Does anybody have any questions? All right. Next is discussion on the charter amendment to allow unpaid personal property taxes and various other invoices to be placed in tax sale. Lindsay, you're up.
Can you all hear me?
Yes.
Okay. So Christy and I have talked a few times, especially about collecting unpaid personal property taxes. The law does permit you to establish a lien on personal property within the town for unpaid personal property taxes as long as the right to do so is clearly established within your charter. Your charter right now gives you the authority to establish a lien for unpaid town taxes, but doesn't exclusively say personal property. And I know that the town of Betterton in the last 5 or 6 years got in trouble for establishing a lien on personal property or for unpaid personal property without it exclusively giving them authority in the charter. So I just wanted to make you all aware of that and then see how you felt about doing a charter amendment in order to establish a lien for unpaid personal property taxes. In addition, since we're probably going to do that anyways, I would also like to establish the ability to establish a lien for unpaid town invoices related to water and sewer. With the issue with Ms. Hartwell, we kind of got into a little bit of hot water by trying to establish a lien for an unpaid bill for fixing the pipes. Your charter and your town code says that you can establish a lien for unpaid water and sewer bills, which contemplates an unpaid bill for the usage, but not for if a pipe leaks and they have to come and actually fix the infrastructure. So I think we could clean that up at the same time, and then going forward, Christy would have the ability to establish a lien, and then we won't have to worry about it again. So, and if you all are doing that, I can go ahead and draft a resolution, and then at your March meeting, or maybe even by the workshop, you could at least review that. And then introduce at the March meeting and have a public hearing in April.
Okay. That sounds good.
And I can't think of anything else, Christy, that's we would need to have the authority to establish a lien on. It was mostly just the personal property and then the infrastructure, right?
Yes.
Okay. But if anything else comes up that you think of, just let me know.
Okay. Thank you.
What exactly is personal property tax?
Lindsay?
Most of them is for businesses. Christy, who's the main offender?
AccuTrench.
So on the property that they have for the business, the state of Maryland through SDOT establishes what the personal property tax is on that property for the business. And then the state sends the bill to the town, and then the town sends it to the business. And a lot of them have gone 5 years without paying, and they're not astronomical, but they're high enough that at this point we want to collect them.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, we do.
We're probably talking $20,000 total.
But still, I mean, yeah, $20,000, and I mean, if the state says that you owe it, you're the one that files the taxes, or your accountant files the taxes.
Mm-hmm.
If it comes back incorrectly, then you need to deal with your accountant.
Right.
Then they made the mistake.
Yep.
But if the state says that you owe us the money, then you should be paying us the money.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
That's not just with that one business
either. Right, but yes, no, I mean, for everybody, that would be for the, right. Does that answer your question? Anything else? Anybody have any more questions?
No.
All right. Thank you. All right. Next, we have mayor and council action items. Councilman Windsor?
The only thing I've got was, Chrissy, have you heard any more about the person that fell?
I checked with her after lunch today, and she said that she was okay.
Okay.
No more aches and pains than usual. I'll figure I'll check on her again tomorrow, too, but she said she was okay.
Okay. That's it.
Yeah.
Councilman Sewell?
I do not
really have anything. I do have one question about the Parks and Rec, or Recs and Park Committee, whichever way we're wording that. Have they, is there somebody in charge of that committee? I mean,
no, we haven't had a first meeting yet. It's obviously going to need to still be a Zoom meeting.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that needs to get worked out. Ideally, we're actually up and going in April.
Okay.
So we can actually do some site visits, walk around the structures, facilities, take a look at what's what. There are some things that are still hanging out as far as Parks and Rec are concerned. The fence around Chambers Park being one.
Mm-hmm.
And the county's still holding some money on that. Sue Simmons and I have had this discussion. The folks at the ball fields always have questions about the lights, amongst other things, the condition of fields. So there's a bunch of things we can do, and I want to plan on doing it, help set their priorities. But, you know, one at a time on TV, kind of this committee isn't necessarily great for that.
Right. I guess part of my question is, will they be focusing on recreation, I mean, as well as just the physical aspects of the different parks and whatever?
Yeah, it should be.
Okay.
And again, that's where the stakeholder groups, the youth baseball, mm-hmm. youth football, whoever else is out there, the adult softball, baseball, who, because we hear from them periodic, can they do this, can they do that, can we upgrade this? So it's going to be good to get the Parks and Rec Committee contact with those actual groups to do things to be able to get sort of the user's end of what's on the list.
Right.
Because really the first 6 months is going to be about compiling the list. And some of those things are going to go to budget, frankly, some for next fiscal year. And some of them are going to be kicked down the road a year into a capital plan. This way we're not kind of spending money up front before we've got a chance to think out what the big picture is. So that's coming. And like I said, that's going to be a little bit more of a difficult. We all hate the Zoom meetings.
Yeah.
And from what their task is, I think it's a little bit better to get them out.
We can use the Lions Club building up there at Chambers Park. I mean, it's big enough for everybody to sit at their own table. I mean, so there's yeah. enough space that everybody could sit at their own table to have a meeting if we wanted to, you know, walk around up there, and then they can meet back in to, like, establish priorities or,
yeah.
You know.
All right, I appreciate that. That's fair enough. And the Planning Commission's figured out how to space out here. And
yeah, they're not any bigger than we are.
Right, it's possible. I think the last meeting that we only had one commissioner was on Zoom, and the rest were actually in here with John and Christy. So it's possible to get seven, eight, nine people
right.
in here to have a functioning meeting. So
okay.
That just might be a good thing to do as a kickoff sooner rather than later.
Okay, thank you.
And of course, the Log Cabin, too.
Right.
The Log Cabin group, because there's another Log Cabin group, is my understanding. We should really have a discussion with the Parks and Rec group, because the Log Cabin project has until October 29th to get done, otherwise we run out of the grant
time.
Mm. So that's got to get going as well. I've been having discussions with our monitor, with the Maryland Historical Trust, project monitor, because it's not... $35,000 isn't a lot of money once we actually start opening and working on that building. So you never know what you're going to find, and soon enough we run out of money. And also, we're not working with just some contractor, we're working with an actual preservationist. So.
Yeah, then we'll go far.
$35,000, but it probably isn't going to get us what we thought the scope of work would be.
Mm-hmm.
So I filed for an intent to file for another grant, but we'll see how much our $35,000 gets us. Half of which is our money, town money, half of which is grant money, and that's the way those grants work.
Right.
So that's a dollar match. Let's see what we can get done and get that log cabin useful again. So all the log people, the log interest, the log cabin, they need to get together and kind of come to a meeting of the minds on what's going to constitute a good project there, so we can start using the facility again. And my understanding from the lawyers, our easement is done. Our preservation easement is done.
It is not done. The title company is working on the title search. Once I get that, and I can get an update tomorrow when that should be done, but it should be done any day. Once we get that, I just have to complete a form and submit it, and then MHT puts together an easement for our review. So they should have a standard form. I hope it doesn't take very long. And then we can get that one rolling.
Thank you. That's all I had. Yep.
Councilman Marine?
The only thing I have is, and it's a sore subject, we're dumping water in the pond up on University again.
Really?
Really? Saw it twice in 1 week.
Mm.
I didn't have a good one.
Oh, okay.
But I will.
Okay. Thank you. Anything else?
No.
Councilman Phillips?
No, I have nothing.
All right. Thank you for getting the flag swapped out at the marina. They look much better. And thank you for getting the Fettlesburg flag hung up at the marina. They look much better. So I don't know if I got a chance to walk. I don't even know what day it was, Sunday. And obviously the taggers are back under the bridge. Serious tagging this time. So I let Steve and them know that they need to go back and freshly paint over the fresh paint that they had already put out there again. Really would like to figure out a way to get that on video surveillance so that we can get the group that constantly does it, but or like, I don't know, some way to get them to stop, but... and then I one of the things, Steve, are you still on the call? Steve Diet? Is he gone?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So one of the things, that, I want to get with you on is for our, the task list for the public works, since we have our new employees start, you know, this is what this entails. I had talked to Christy and she said one of the things as far as like, what cleaning up around town hall after a snowstorm is that these are the tasks that get done. So if you send somebody down here to clean up around town hall, these are all the things that get accounted for. Just so everybody that's new, instead of it's always been done that way or that's how we do it, then they know, oh, this is task 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. We'll get together on that and start documenting. Maybe as you guys, as you have the new guys in training, start making the list of what the tasks are. So that we can enhance them and get them cleaned up and see where we need to get extra help or what we need to document for some of that stuff. I think that would be helpful with the new people in getting them to make sure that they have the proper procedures in place. When they're given a task, they know what their expectations are for that task.
Okay.
So, thank you. And that's all I have. Thank you for cleaning up the roads.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have anything else?
No.
Can I get a motion to adjourn?
I'll second it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Motion passes. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
See y'all. Thanks.
See
y'all.
Bye.
Do what?